As we drive through the 20,000 trees at Uri Gold Farms near Bowen, made up of cow savoy, R2E2 and honeygolds, a few unlikely visitors make an appearance.
And a honeygold variety.
So we're cruising along now. Oh, there's a kangaroo. A couple of kangaroos, one lying down, one hopping away now. Now, I believe you've got a few families of roos around here.
Yeah, there's a group here of about 32 on this block. And we've got other blocks with around about the 30 on them. They've been here for years.
Do they cause you any headaches?
Not at the moment, but when we get a few mangoes hanging off the trees, sometimes they like to have a feed of them, so that's a bit later in the year. They generally pick up if there's anything on the ground, but the biggest problem they cause is they like playing games with the sprinklers. They'll roll the sprinklers up in the grass for you, they'll knock them over, and yeah.
Do they do pretty extensive damage, or is it just a bit here and there?
Nah, it's just a bit here and there. It's sort of something that goes with it.
And you've also got some emus hanging around.
Always emus around, yeah. This farm's west of Bowen, it's not on the coast, and being west and from here on there's only cattle country, so I think they're in the natural habitat.
Now the trees to me look pretty good. I mean, they look pretty neat and tidy, very pruned. How's the flowering looking to you this year?
The flowering's very good. The whole farm's just finished flowering now. We got fruit from an average of 30 millimetres down to just setting flowers now. But it's generally not a problem. As long as your trees have flowered by the end of August, you're still on time.
The dry weather we're having, I know there are some water restrictions in place in the Burdekin. How's that affecting you guys?
No, we're okay here. It's just we had to start watering to keep moisture there early on in the year. And we've done that, so now we're into a 10-day watering cycle, giving them more water and the nutrients they need. So we're not behind, we're right on time with that.
The farm produces about 200,000 trays of mangoes each season, of which about 40% is exported to countries including China and Korea. There are no expansions in those markets this season, but Uri Gold Farm operators are planning to enter another country to avoid sending fruit into a flooded domestic market.
The expansion will be into the USA. We're just trying to get accredited for that now, so we're ready to go there.
So how far are you into that process?
We've got to be audited before we start. I think that's happening in the next couple of weeks. Well, the local market tends to get flooded very easily, and we're trying to grow a high quality product here. So that's what those markets require. So we're just trying to stay there ready for it when it does happen.
And the Australian Mango Industry Association says maintaining that high quality is vital to building exports to the US, which opened earlier this year. The first shipments were produced by two Queensland growers and were delivered at the end of last season, and many more growers have expressed interest this year. The fruit undergoes a final treatment stage through an irradiation facility in Brisbane before being air freighted to Los Angeles.